This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the need to strengthen the justice delivery system to ensure a just and fair society. The president was speaking after releasing three publications brought out by the Supreme Court of India at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. The three publications released were Justice for the Nation, Reflections on 75 Years of the Supreme Court, Prisons in India, Mapping Prison Manuals and Measures for Reformation and Decongestion, and Legal Aid Through Law Schools, a report on working of legal aid cells in India. Chief Justice of India CJI D.Y. Chandrachud and Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal were present on the occasion. Earlier, speaking at the event, the Chief Justice highlighted the importance of understanding ground realities for law and policies to have a meaningful impact. He pointed out that the hallmark of all the publications released yesterday is the element of transparency. Campaigning has picked up momentum for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra. In Jharkhand, voting for the first phase of assembly elections, polls will be held on 13th of this month. Defence Minister and senior BJP leader Rajnath Singh held a public rally at Lohardaga in Ranchi. He highlighted that Jharkhand was formed during the BJP-led government with the primary aim of making the state a model of development. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a poll meeting at Domchanj in Koderma. He accused senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren of ruining the state and said that election is the right time to change the government. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge sought vote in favour of India bloc candidates at Mandu in Hazaribagh. He accused the BJP of dividing society in the name of religion. Senior JMM leader Hemant Soren also addressed a series of meetings across the state. Polling for the second phase in the state will take place on 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the India bloc released 7-point manifesto of the alliance. The Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge released the manifesto in the presence of JMM leader Hemant Soren, senior RJD leader Jayaprakash Narayan Yadav, and CPI ML leader Shubhendu Sen. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Kharge said, promises made in the manifesto include 2,500 rupees per month to every woman of the state and the provision of 10 lakh jobs to the youth. Popular folk singer Sharda Sinha passed away in New Delhi. She was 72. She breathed her last at All India Institute of Medical Sciences in the national capital. Sharda Sinha was known for her Bhojpuri and Maithili folk songs. She was honoured with Padma Bhushan, Padma Shri and Sangeet Natak Akademi Award. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of legendary folk singer Sharda Sinha. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, the Maithili and Bhojpuri folk songs sung by her have been very popular the last several decades. He said the echo of her melodious songs on Chhat Festival will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said her demise is an irreparable loss to the music world. He paid condolences to her family and fans in this hour of grief. India's journey towards tuberculosis TB elimination has been recognized globally with a noteworthy 17.7% decline in TB incidences from 2015 to 2023. As per the World Health Organization's Global Tuberculosis Report 2024, the rate is twice the global average decline of 8.3%. A two-day community radio awareness workshop, organized by the Union Ministry of Information and Broadcasting in collaboration with Seeking Modern Applications for Real Transformation, SMART, was launched yesterday in Gangtok, Sikkim. The workshop aims to raise awareness about community radio stations, simplify the process of setting them up, and enhance community engagement. It also provides guidance to eligible organizations on establishing and running their own stations. DDK Gangtok head Neeraj Pandey inaugurated the event. IMB Ministries Project Director Amit Dwivedi delivered the welcome address, while SMART Founder Director Ms. Archana Kapoor discussed the potential of community radio, particularly in the Northeast region. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has submitted a letter of intent to the International Olympic Committee, IOC's Future Host Commission, expressing India's desire to host the 2036 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Sources said the letter was submitted last month. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.